Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Favorite character from Teen Wolf, go.
The Wolf.
No, it can't be.
Okay.
Mine's Boof. I'm the only one who says Boof.
I don't know who that is.
Boof.
I don't know what's going on.
That was his female best friend.
Oh, Boof.
Yeah, Boof. Ah. Come on, Boof. Everybody likes the Wolf.
Can't be the Wolf.
No, it's got to be Boof.
Okay.
Or you're allowed to say Mick or the fat guy.
It's super cool when people ask you a question and then tell you what you're allowed to answer.
It's just so obvious. Who's your favorite character in Teen Wolf? The Wolf? That's fucking gay. Which one? Which wolf?
The teen one.
Because the father was also a wolf.
Oh, yeah. I liked the younger one.
Yeah.
Well, the younger wolf.
Fun fact. Do you know what they call it when you get your asshole pierced? They call it a boof.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess the designer, whoever created that style, must have been a big Teen Wolf fan.
That's so cool.
I'm thinking about getting a boof myself.
You should.
Yeah.
Yep. No one would care.
What do you think? A barbell?
No one would know or care.
Everyone
Isn't
would
that
know.
Crazy?
Everyone would know,
but like...
They would definitely care. What do you think? A barbell or a hoop? Like a
hoop.
So a boof hoop?
A boof hoop. There it is.
I'm thinking about a hoop. I'm thinking about a hoop, like a Kesha hoop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, any area like that, you got to go hoop. Otherwise, some uncomfortable things.
Sure.
Happen.
Yeah.
And for cleaning purposes. But what do I know? What I mean? What do I know?
Yeah, you really don't know.
I don't know anything about a boof piercing or Prince Albert.
Ooh. You never met somebody with a Prince Albert? No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've met a couple princes in my day.
Did you?
Yeah, I've met a couple princes in my day. What about you ever go with any of your girlfriends to get their labia pierced ever?
No.
No?
No. No. I don't think my... I know a good number of my girlfriends have their nipples pierced, but like way more than you would think. But not down, not nether region piercing.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I've had the belly button.
Yeah.
I think everyone at some point had the belly
button. Why did you take it out? How old were you when you took it out? How old were you when you took out the belly button?
I think 20, probably.
Huh.
What
year did you get it?
I only had it for like a couple years. Whatever years everyone had them,
right?
That's the years I decided to do it, and it was a little bit out of character because I wasn't really like that. But it was cool.
Yeah,
it was cool for a second.
Is it painful?
Hoop and a barbell, super painful. Yeah, for a second.
Yeah. I remember when I got my ear pierced.
You're such a loser.
I did. I really did. By the way.
Yeah.
I got my ears pierced.
Ears pierced are not a big deal. They don't hurt at all.
Here's the thing.
It's actually not that big of a deal at all.
They're a big deal when you get it in Panama City on spring break and you don't remember getting it.
Yes. I think you told that story. And you woke up. Yeah.
With a fucking diamond stud in your ear.
Yes.
That's when it's painful when you're like, holy shit.
Yes.
But I don't think my boof is going to be that painful.
No.
When I get my boof done. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you've lost a lot of feeling down there, or
I just think, you know, as an adult male getting a boof, you know, this is the time in life to live like
they're really in right now. It's kind of like those belly button years.
Everybody's getting
is
a boof
happening
right
now.
Now.
Yeah,
everyone I know is getting a boof right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a place that's doing them. It's called Table or Boof. and you go and, you know, you just kick your legs up and get your asshole pierced.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking forward to my first boof.
That's great.
My first boof experience.
That's great.
Yet another fun thing that you can do with all your guy friends, you know, your bros.
Yeah.
Just relax and get a nice boof.
As well as the brooch, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sunday brooch. Yeah. Which, if you think about it, is both, actually. Like, you want to get a brooch before you get a boof, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want...
Oh, yeah. You're saying they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. The places are connected, I think, right?
No pun intended. They are. They are. Boy, we got a hot show tonight. We got a real hot show tonight.
Do we?
We do.
Oh, my God.
Look, we're gonna go deep into some R. Kelly here tonight.
Yes.
Because we can, and he's back, and he's better than ever. We will get to his exploits in a second, but I'm going to be honest. I was not only expecting this, but I was hoping for something like this.
Hoping, wishing, praying, not surprised.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Basically just like another page and flipping through the book.
Yeah. In the coloring book of life, there's still three or four pages left.
Right.
For R.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it also goes to show you don't just, there. It's not possible to just have one super weird thing that you're into. Do you know what I mean? Like, if somebody's into something that real weird, it comes out. They're a little bit of a weirdo in other areas. Like, don't just brush that aside. If this, you know, yeah. if you know someone like that.
Yeah. Oh,
it usually is not just an isolated incident.
No. We're going to, and we're, you know what? We're going to dive into R. Kelly here in a second. But we got some sponsors who pay for this whole stink wagon to be on the air. What's the R stand for in R. Kelly, Jabes?
Roush.
It's Roush Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if it was?
It was Roush Kelly.
Is this Roush Kelly? And he just, he's like, yo, I'm just going to go by R. I'm just going to go by
yeah.
R.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight Razors should just go by S. Our first sponsor is straightrazors.com.
S-Razors,
dude. My mind's telling me no.
My body's
telling me yeah. And I don't want to shave nobody. Nobody can give you a fucking shave like straightrazors.com. Finest, cleanest, smoothest, wettest shave in the biz. You can get your whole face shaved up. You know, you can get a nice whoo.
Okay, buddy. What's in your cup?
What is it in my cup?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm
just like a little bit.
I feel like my cup has runneth
over
with a drinketh. Straightrazors.com has got all your shaving needs. You need to learn about being a man. Go to straightrazors.com. They'll teach you. It'll be a step-by-step guide on how to become a man. They've got the number one ranked aftershave in the biz. Number one ranked cologne in the biz. By the way, they're called Smolder. So if you think I'm lying, just go grab some of those. And then use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. If you don't like those, I'll let you punch me in the dick.
I want guarantees.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for real. Like,
is that a guarantee?
It's a guarantee.
All right.
That's my fave. Those of you who are nervous about using a straight razor, you can use they got a little safety straight razor for you, a little starter kit. It's nice. It's a fine, fine goddamn shave. Go to straightrazors.com, support the show, type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Next up, we've got strikeforceenergy.com. Oh, that was real good, Jabes. You were in fuegs tonight. You were really doing it tonight.
Thank you so much.
Really doing it.
Somehow I don't believe you.
StrikeForceEnergy.com is a premium quality. Fucking, what? You were staring at me right now like something is wrong with me. I'm in the middle of a boof right now.
It looks like the needle's about to go in.
Into my...
And you're like anticipating...
Pierce my wrinkled penny.
The boot. Oh.
That's what it's called.
It's not a swamp pocket?
No. By the way, I saw a trailer, the Wrinkled Penny in Time. Looks pretty good.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. No, it looks pretty good.
Shut up.
StrikeForceEnergy.com is where you go for all your energy needs. Fuck 5-Hour Energy. Fuck Red Bull. Fuck them all, dude. It's time to kick the can and get on the fucking Strike Force train. StrikeForceEnergy.com is a tasty, tiny little tin pouch. Goes in every single liquid available. Waters, beers, liqueurs. You name it. They got a subscription of the month. And they've also got a 750 milliliter bottle. And they ship everywhere in the entire world. Get a subscription. We have a fucking subscription of it. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off on StrikeForceEnergy.com. It will change your mother-grabbing life. Big fan of StrikeForceEnergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Last but not least, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides Steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. J-Balls.
Oh.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
You are beautiful. Look, I got tripped up there. Have some Strike Force while you're reading Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed.
Always.
It's the finest book ever written. Don't take my word for it. Dan Rather just said that. Dan Rather just said it was the finest book he'd ever read.
What?
Yeah. Dan Rather, the news anchor that you trusted for all those years.
Oh, fuck you.
He did. News. He said it's the finest
fake news
novel he's ever read in his entire life. And he was like, man, I've seen some shit. That's what he said to me. I've seen some shit. So look, if Dan Rather says it, it must be fucking true. It's the funniest book ever written by Ross Orenthal James Patterson. Speaking of which, you know what Thursday is?
Which?
Could be the fucking get out day. Get out day for OJ.
Oh, the get out day. Is that what you call it? About to be.
I think that's what they call it in prison.
He just barely got rolled
the
up.
Get out day.
I think you get rolled up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, OJ Simpson is up for parole. Mm-hmm. They're going to televise it live on ESPN.
Oh.
On it's either the 20th or the 21st. It's this week.
Has there ever been a parole hearing televised?
Jessica Tandy once when she
No, I guess probably like
she broke into a liquor store.
Any other like serial killer, but they're never up for parole.
No one. And he's doing this. He's not in court. So he's going to be live via satellites and they're going to fucking chooch this bitch. But a few things here. They said everything is going in his favor. Even the guy that he held up at gunpoint isn't going to stand in his way or make a speech or whatever. Like, he's fine. So he's just like, yeah. You can get out. His buddies that were with him that night of the robbery,
mm-hmm.
they've all gotten parole. He's the last one. The Jews. Yeah, and he got 33 years. He served, I want to say 8 or 9 of it right now.
Right.
And, you know, they said, look, typically somebody like this would have gotten like, you know, 4 to 5 years.
Oh, yeah. And then like bounced after 6 months or whatever.
But in this case, he's not. So they said, it looks to be in his favor. He just turned 70. We got to get him on the show.
Oh, my God. Can we gotta get you OJ Simpson imagine? On the
show. Fuck.
Let's just call that number.
No. Look, we've left him a message. We've left him I've left him numerous messages on that.
That's true.
Machine.
You have.
But I really want to get him on the show.
Okay.
You know, just to wrap about life.
So are we reaching out to see?
We are, but I'm sure.
Like a soft reach out to anyone.
Soft reach around to anybody who knows.
A soft reach around.
Because they said, look, if he qualifies for parole, that he will actually, like his actual parole date will be October 1st. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boof.
Right in the middle of the football season.
Oh, yeah.
Boof.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'd love to have a sit down interview with him and then just both of us enjoy a nice boof together. We both get a boof.
Right.
And no, but I'm sure he's going to be slammed with interview requests.
Yeah.
Because what's weird is the myth of or legend of OJ has only increased since he went into jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you had that documentary. What was it? The fucking 80-part documentary for ESPN, which was the shit, by the way.
Totally.
Fucking amazing. Won the Oscar this
In
past
depth,
year.
In-depth, yeah.
For ESPN. That thing was fucking polarizing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Then you had the show, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Killed.
Won, you know, 90 Emmys and Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if that story has never left, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure
in it's to that point though, he can't escape it. It's just like, it won't fucking go away.
It won't go away.
It's like when you kill somebody, it's but people keep talking about
here's
it.
Here's the weird thing. I think about it is I think there's been so much stuff on him and I'm going to use one of your big terms, nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
People remember that trial. Now right. You had this show where it was all about him and show was great.
Right.
I think people are wrapped up in that. Like, I don't think it's going to be as bad for him now as it was before. I think I think people kind of like him a little bit. I know that sounds fucked up to say.
And I think people seriously are like, I don't know. Like, I know.
No.
I know.
I know. I mean,
so
we
you're
know.
Saying you know, but you still like him.
I know. I don't like him.
Okay. But that's kind of what it sounded like you were just saying.
What?
That you kind of like him.
No. I don't like him. I just want to have him on the show.
Okay. Okay.
I just like to talk to the dude, see what he right. means, see what he's really like. See what the hype is about. Uh-huh. He's a piece of shit as a person. Let's be honest. He fucking murdered two people. But I would like to have him on the show just to sit and chat with him, because to sit with a murderer and chat with him, a double murderer that you know killed two people, wouldn't you be curious as to see how they can just hang out and fucking chill?
It's different though, like, because if he's not admitting it, the interview is just fucking stupid.
No, but you still know, like, I'd still just to sit across. Could you imagine? In all seriousness, let's say OJ was sitting across from you, just like I am to you right now.
I would be fucking
freaked out, right?
Terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrified.
And I think a lot of people would be too, but like, you know, I'd like to just sit down eye to eye with somebody and just see what, you know, their demeanor is, their mannerism. Like,
I've heard he's a little bit of a loose cannon.
Yeah, no, come on.
I've heard he's a little unpredictable.
Yeah, you're kidding, right?
Yeah, I'm not kidding, but I'm kidding. Like, I no, yeah.
So you wouldn't be curious at all?
What is that? No.
You listen, you more than anybody else I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, you listen to fucking murder shows all goddamn day.
All day.
And you never want to meet one of the murderers?
I would want to do the, like, behind bars interview where they have admitted that they've done it and they want to talk about what the fuck happened.
Would you ask him if he did it if you got to talk to him?
OJ? Mm-hmm. No, I'd be terrified.
I would definitely.
Like I said, I've heard he's a little bit of a loose cannon, has a little bit of anger issues. This is just what I've heard.
Sure.
So I don't know, like, he just seems like so weird. If I were to talk to OJ, it would be like, just fucking act like nothing's wrong, just like,
wow.
Because, you know, he's, remember when he was doing all that, like, all those shows before this happened, and he was like, or before he went in for the second time, and he was like going off the rails, but being kind of crazy and doing every show that came up and right. everything weird. Like, that's when we needed to get him.
Yeah.
When we needed to get him. Maybe, now it's
you
like.
Know, maybe, look, he sat in prison for, you know, better part of a decade at this point. Maybe now's the time when you catch him at an honest moment. Who knows? Who knows?
Right. I mean, just
he's
don't
never
think
going to say that he
honest,
did it, obviously.
Exactly.
But.
There's no honesty to him. So I would be fascinated from afar, but I don't know if I'd want to, like, like, you saying, what if he was sitting right there? Like, I got, like, really uncomfortable.
I know you did.
Because he's also he's big, right?
Yeah, he's a large man. He's
like,
big
how
man.
Tall is he?
About my size. But he's,
like,
you know,
that's a
probably 40, 50 pounds.
A big
more
dude.
Than me. Yeah, that's a really big dude.
That's also.
Yeah. And you kind of look like her if you combed your hair down, like, you know, got made up a little bit.
What?
You kind of look Nicole Brown, brownish.
If I did my hair and if I did
well, right
my
now,
hair.
Right now your hair's up in a bun, so we should tell that for the audience. But if you put your hair down mm-hmm. and got made up.
So you were saying like if I do myself some favors.
No, we're doing a podcast,
if I put on some
so
rouge.
You're not
if
in a fucking,
I fucking
prom gown. Tonight.
Yeah, like, I'm just like chilling.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, a normal you kind of looks Nicole Brownish a little bit.
Okay.
We'll post some side by sides.
All blondes look alike. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll post some side by sides.
Okay. Great. Let's do it.
And then, yeah. So, if he was talking to you, you might get some really weird answers then, you know?
Right.
But I would like to do it for the fact of this. I'm not sure if I told this story, but I took a picture of one of my best friends in Aaron Hernandez. Later on, I didn't find this out till later on, but it was 2 weeks after he murdered those two people, the first two people.
You found out that's when you took the picture?
Yes. It was about 2 or 3 weeks afterwards. And
he did look uncomfortable in the picture.
No, he didn't. He didn't look like uncomfortable. Not only was he fucking chill, but like super chill, where you were just like, Jesus, man. Like,
I think you're the chillest dude of all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, at no point did I like, taking a picture of him. And I saw him throughout because my buddy was like a fan from fantasy football. And it was just like, my buddy was just like, oh man, I really want to get a picture with Aaron Hernandez. I was like, all right, cool. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of waiting, you know, and I was like, all right, let's go. Let's get his picture. I was like, yeah, whatever. Took the picture. Nice, fucking couldn't be nicer, chill. And you were just like, oh man, what a fucking cool guy.
Yeah,
I remember saying that line.
Right,
like,
right. What a fucking cool guy.
Way to go.
Right.
We bounced, and I said that, you know, he was on my, because he was on my fantasy team, I think like the year before or something. And I was like, man, good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're like, don't fuck it up or I'll kill you. You know what I mean? Like, just joking around.
Hang in there.
Too soon. He was so cute.
Yeah. Well, he's a little twink.
He was such a cutie pie.
A little twink. But
no, he wasn't.
But I will say this. So, like, you know, fuck, that guy had murdered two people like 2 or 3 weeks before that photo. And fuck, man, I didn't know. I couldn't.
Right.
I had nothing at all. Shit. You know what? Another weird story. One of our close friends who we were just with. And we were visiting in Los Angeles.
Okay.
His cousin and his two buddies murdered two people and serving life in prison right now.
What?
Yeah. And he told me the story and it was just like, wait, what? And the story, I was like, how did they get caught? What was the thing? And he was just like, he goes, dude, they went and worked for their mutual family member. For like 3 weeks, like some construction job or whatever it was. And he was just like, dude, for 3 weeks, all three of them, just they were laughing and joking. He goes, the next day when they did the timeline, he's like, dude, they were laughing at lunch, eating sandwiches, like slapping each other on the back, like nothing had ever happened. And they just fucking murdered two people. Like the girlfriend flipped and turned them in. But
like
crazy.
A premeditated, like.
Yeah.
These guys, like, did they do something to him?
No, I asked. It was like a robbery, but stole this guy's shit and
okay, robbery.
Yeah, killed the man and the wife or whatever. But it was just like
Jesus,
fuck. Just to get a sense of somebody's general demeanor in that, like, it'd be a fucking super interesting interview, and I'd like to do it myself.
Oh yeah, you should do like. You should do it. Here's the thing. I have no business interviewing
OJ. It's weird,
OJ.
Though. You're such a fan of murders. Like,
I really am.
It's really shocking how like a pussy you are.
I know, but I think it's like I'm a fan of certain aspects of like the crime. I don't love the photos. Okay, I don't like the gore
to graphic descriptions all day, where it's just
because
like,
it's part of the timeline, it's part of the story, it's part of like
every
it's part
time
of
I come
getting
home from work,
to the end.
All I hear is, oh, the victim suffered a massive blunt force trauma.
It's always blunt force trauma, isn't it?
Christ,
it's always blunt force trauma.
And you're just in the kitchen making,
washing the dishes,
yeah, making dinner, like a fresh dinner for me and our child. And it's just like, wait, what the fuck?
Sure.
And it's just some fucking lady.
Very calm though. They're always very calm.
Yeah, like the fucking lady from Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm.
On NPR. God damn it.
Right.
Oh, this is great.
We can't talk shit about her.
Why not?
Because institution.
Who gives? There's a lot of things that are institution. Whether or not they're any good is another question. Like Charlie Rose, shit like that, where you're just like, all right. But I couldn't get down. By the way, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go Google the fucking, or find the podcast for Fresh Air. For when the lady from NPR interviews Jay-Z.
Terry Gross.
Jeez,
one of the greatest.
Jeez. That'll really put you back in the 1800s. Man.
It's a style, though, isn't it?
No, like it's like she was nervously talking to
a
slave in the
1800s. It's an interview style. It's a disarming interview style.
Oh, Hove.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
No, it Hova. Wasn't like that.
But people call you Hove. You're just like, oh
anyway.
My God, I can't. It'd be like me interviewing a, you know, a neurosurgeon being like, oh, is it the brain? Is it the
cerebral?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The cortex?
Very.
I'm just like saying names. I'm just saying pieces of the brain. Is it
inside the cranium? Like, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But me interviewing OJ, I'd feel right at home.
You would be right at home, is something that should absolutely happen. Open invitation for him to come on the show. I will be busy.
I think he's going to
be
bombarded
busy that day.
I think he's going to be bombarded though with requests, and I don't know if I'm going to get that chance.
I think you may.
I think he's going to be paid a lot of money to do it, and you know, here's a real big shocker that not a lot of people know. If he gets out, he gets millions of dollars for getting out.
Why?
That is untouched by the Goldman family. It is his NFL pension. And it kicks in. You are not allowed to receive it in prison, but you're allowed to receive it outside of prison. And that is untouchable by the law. It is your retirement. So you can't sue for somebody's retirement money. Yeah. So he's going to get, I want to say it's $3 or $4 million. So he could, you know, if he comes out of this, it's 70, because he was living in Florida before on a golf course playing golf all the time.
Sure, if he does it right, don't go right to the hills.
He was smart about it before, though. Like, I think he lived close to my buddy who recently passed away. And in that area, you can get a decent place for, you know, $300,000 to $500,000. For him, you know, look, I don't know who's going to want to play golf with him. Just because his slice is so bad. He could play golf every day and just fucking retire on that money. Easy.
Oh, easy.
So.
How long does he have left even?
Well, he's 70.
That's what I mean.
It's
a hard life.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of stress.
He's lived a stressful second half.
Yeah, but he's got a killer body.
Oh, stop it.
I think OJ is one of those people that goes into his 80s.
Oh, well.
I really do. For some reason,
my theory about stress would be totally
wrong. I know,
it would
be shot, right?
Yeah,
absolutely shot.
God, you make yourself sick with that.
Yeah.
Unless he didn't do it.
No, he fucking did it.
Who are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, you know who else did it? It was fucking R. Kelly. That guy, people are saying this story.
Currently doing it.
He's saying R. Kelly. So this story came out today that R. Kelly has been keeping a harem of young women.
Some would say cult. Yes.
Yeah, cult at two residences, one in Atlanta, one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And if they fucking, you know, talk back to him or try to attempt to leave the house.
Yeah. He replaces cell phones. He wants to hear about all sexual encounters. Basically all the things of a cult, cutting off from your family, like in charge of every communication that you have.
Yep. How many girls?
Six.
Six is what they said, huh?
Six in each, maybe?
Whew. That's a decent number.
It's not a lot.
How old are the girls?
It's not a lot. That's why it's like, well, I'm not sure.
Six.
They range.
Six at each. Any underage? Are they above age?
They're not underage. Otherwise, it would be you're in there right away.
Wow.
Because when the parents are trying to, that's what happens with cults, right? The parents are trying to get their kids out, but they're not minors. So it's like, well, sorry, I know you don't like what your adult child is doing with their life, but you can't really
can't do anything.
Can't do anything about it. So
what
I'm gonna have to check.
Did he promise them that they would be superstars, or what was the?
I think it's just money, and it's like you know, it's groupthink, it's cult tactics, it's like all that shit.
Wow!
That's another thing I love is cults, but yeah.
Yeah, you're a big cult fan.
Huge.
You're a big cult fan.
Well, Jim Jones, you know, is the master.
Jim Jones is the master. Look, if R. Kelly's keeping 12 girls there, this isn't surprise me whatsoever. He pissed all over, what was it, a 14-year-old?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Don't think that there's such thing as like isolated, super weird behavior from older men.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never like, oh, he's just into that one thing.
Right.
No, he's into a bunch of things. And that's the one thing that you caught him for.
So, Roush Kelly.
Old Roush Kelly, yeah.
How old is Roush Kelly these days?
50.
He's 50 on the dot.
Either 50 or 50.
Oh, boy.
The 50-year-old allegedly films his sexual encounters with these women. You have to ask for food. You have to ask to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Master, you know, puppet master, mind control, groupthink. He punishes them physically and verbally. He calls them they're in the inner circle.
Right.
So that's how you're punished, right? If you're out of the inner circle, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Is he still
the things that all the greats did.
Right. Is R. Kelly still making music? Is Roush Kelly still making music?
Oh, Roush is killing it.
Because I remember he had that thing on IFC a couple years ago with the midget in the closet. Like, they did another one of those. But I didn't know if he was still making music or what his active lifestyle is or what. I haven't seen him out in a couple years is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, well, because this, you know, keeping a cult harem of women takes a lot of your time. If you're trying to like keep all of these girls under control. Yeah, and like the charges that he was acquitted of before were child pornography.
Right.
Isolated incident. We were probably wrong, right? It's so, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, man, these girls are 18, and what were they thinking they were getting into?
I mean, who knows? Whoever knows. Like, basically, they're lost kids. Like, that's how, I mean, we're going to go back into all the other cults. It's like, people that are in need of like a house or money or in need of things, and then you take them in and make them feel like if they leave you, they won't have the, you know, they weren't doing great before, they're gonna go right back to that.
Yeah.
So it's girls that, what, like, I mean, they obviously have parents that care, but not really. I mean, they're just now trying to like get them out of this cult.
How long have they been in the cult? Yeah, like how long has this been going on?
2000.
What the fuck? Right? No, 18 years.
No, not 2000. I think it was like 2011.
Come on.
Maybe? No, no.
Okay. 2000. That would be, so they were,
from
since they were 2013 zero.
2013 to 2014 was one of the people that was like a former member.
Okay.
So that was, yeah.
That's not.
2013, 2014.
It's not terribly long. I mean, it's a year. It's kind of like living with R. Kelly for a year, you know?
Yeah, that one person that got out. But yeah. And that's the other thing is like, is it just living with a super weird older like sexual predator? Like, is it a cult or did you just decide to like shack up with a super weirdo?
Yeah. Like,
because that's like controlling. Like, you're living in my house. You're going to fucking do what I want you to do.
Yeah.
And then you can leave or whatever. But
because it's R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
Like, what was the allure there? Like, does O.J. Simpson get out and get a girlfriend? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that type of thing where you're like, come on, man. It's R. Kelly. You knew what you were getting into, right, when you stepped into the house. Like, there was a 90% chance of showers when you decided to
well,
roll
you've
in R.
Met,
Kelly's house.
You've met people, right? You've met the majority of, like, just people. Not majority, but you've met a lot of people world,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So it shouldn't be shocking to you that there are a lot of people that you have even met that are probably dumb enough, needy enough, like,
well,
fake enough.
So look, the
lost enough
friends, you know, a couple friends of mine who've gone into Scientology, like, they were weak enough people and just desperate enough where you're just like, but to live with, to go to R. Kelly, like, you know, Scientology is like a religion. You know,
right.
You're just like, maybe you're thinking something else is going to happen and
right.
It doesn't.
Right.
And with R. Kelly, you know, like, you know, at this point, like, there's no like, oh, maybe he's gotten better.
If you're 18 right now, like currently, if you're 18,
right,
do you really know?
Do I go to Cher's house?
So do you know
if
what
I'm an
R. Kelly's year old all
me,
about?
Do I go to Cher's house? Maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe I do.
Why wouldn't you?
Maybe I do. And she keeps
me. Why wouldn't
me,
you? It'd be a fucking blast.
She keeps me as a sex slave. Maybe she does weird shit. You don't know. She keeps him
well,
as a sex slave
it's
for,
never come
for
out,
1 year.
But yeah.
1 year sex slave to Cher. I'd probably do it at 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
18 and 19. Just one good year of Cher. If I could turn back now. Yeah. Like just an older, you know, woman sexual predator.
But that's what I mean. What do 18-year-olds know about R. Kelly right now? Like, what do they really know about him?
Nothing, which is shocking.
They
this
don't
is,
know.
This is why I bring this up at all, though. I'm surprised 18-year-olds really know R. Kelly at all. Like, the fuck do you know R.
They
Kelly?
They don't. They clearly don't. They just, like, hear things or whatever, and like their mom maybe listened to, you know what I mean, like they heard grumblings of R. Kelly when they were younger. But like,
what does he look like now? What does R. Kelly look like right now?
He's bald with
right
like
now?
A gray beard, long gray beard.
A long gray beard? R. Kelly? Come on.
Not gray, but like, you know, black and gray. Like he's a 50-year-old dude.
Man.
A little bit of salt and pepper in there.
All right. So, well, because look, I pulled him up, you know, I just pulled him up to see, hey, look, what does R. Kelly look like right now? First thing I saw, he's wearing a Zorro mask. So, you know.
Yeah, he's just like normal life, you know? He's just like doing it right.
Yeah, yeah. And I look, I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
You get the harem of 18-year-olds? Who doesn't? Okay?
I'm looking at a picture of him. He doesn't look that bad for 50. I wouldn't have guessed he was 50
years
old.
It's like he not like, I don't want to say he looks like somebody, but he was
The gray beard was for a part in something. He was it was in his last fucking series of videos.
Well, that's the last time I saw him. He kind of was rocking like an E-class type of thing, like not in a bad way, but he just looked like, you know what I mean?
I mean, look, the pictures up of him now, you're like, oh, fuck. So he had a new song that came out last year, you know?
So, you know, whatever, Roush.
Fuck, man.
You do you, Roush.
Man, Roush Kelly.
Pound sign Roush Kelly.
Really, really surprised. You know what else I'm really surprised about? Lonzo Ball. We talk shit about him and his fucking dad. As you should.
Guess he's a nightmare.
The summer league is going on right now. Summer basketball league for the NBA. It's kind of where all the rookies who are drafted get together with some of the, you know, the second year guys. They play in the summer league. You're kind of duking it out, you know, for the top spot of the summer to see who the most talented guys are. He has fucking destroyed this summer. And it looks like...
Believe the hype or what?
Believe the hype won. Okay. Which it's weird. Because I hated him so much going in because of his dad. When I watched him play, he doesn't talk trash on the floor. He's actually a really quiet kid. Then I realized watching him play, I was like, fuck, I only hated you because of your father.
I know. What a shame.
Weird, right? And then,
like, bye, dad.
The other thing is, he started wearing a different shoe every single game. So
a different brand?
Yeah. So he started with his own, wore Nikes the next night, wore Adidas.
Doesn't he have a deal with somebody?
No, he has his own shoe. That was his whole fucking thing, is the dad went in and said, you know, he was promoting this Triple B, this baller brand, and they have their own shoes, and he's been selling them online.
Okay.
And they're $495 a pair.
Sure.
Which is...
standard.
$300 higher than any Nike shoe there is, or any other brand for that matter. But he's saying these are a fucking lifestyle brand, and these are fucking dope, and you need these. And
the dad's saying that.
The dad is. Yeah. He's never said it.
No.
But he's also saying, you know, you can also wear these out. And that's the beauty, is if you wear this brand, you can wear whatever brand you want. You don't have to just stick by this. You can wear whatever you want. the question becomes whether or not he's been jockeying for like a large shoe brand now to come on, because he pissed everybody off before.
Right.
He walked into Nike, the dad, mm-hmm. and he said, I want $1 billion with a B for my kid. And they were like, no, Adidas, New Balance, everybody laughed him out of the building.
For sure.
Now, though, the kid actually plays this mm-hmm. summer in the summer league, crushes it, and suddenly there's chatter on the streets that somebody might be signing him. And the dad came out today and said, you know, look, I'd be able to reopen talks with big, you know, other brands to communicate if the price is right. I have no problem going back to you.
How old is the kid?
Kid's fucking young, man. The kid is like 19. I mean, he's real young.
When is the dad gonna stop talking for him?
I don't think he is.
Does that ever end?
No, and I'll tell you why.
That's gross.
There's two brothers behind him.
Mm-hmm.
The first brother that's coming up now,
right,
is going to be a freshman at UCLA in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 93 points in one game last year. He's supposed to be fucking incredible.
Right.
And then there's another brother right behind him, hence the triple B baller brand, because it's the three ball kids. Who's supposed to be fucking even better than all of them. And so.
And there's one that's not even born yet.
I know.
That they're like already grooming. They CRISPR'd that shit.
Yeah. And
that's all fucking gross.
But so this motherfucker is not going away anytime soon.
Like, can you imagine if one of them were like, Dad, I just like, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. I don't think I really want to go that direction. What?
Oh, boy. Well, they all did. They all did, the three of them. And
they all did what?
They're all superstar basketball players, all three of them.
Yeah, whether they want to or not.
Ah, you know.
Whether they want to or not.
That question was posed. And they got an answer from him, the first one at least, Lonzo Ball, the one who's playing for the Lakers right now. And they were like, what's he like? What's, you know, does he really want to do any of this shit or talk, like do whatever? And he goes, he loves it. He loves basketball. And he goes, the fucked up thing is he plays basketball and then goes and plays like video games. And he goes, he's very quiet. Nobody, but that's the only two things he really likes to do. And
right.
They were like, so he's kind of great. And it's just like,
is he allowed to do anything else?
Well, now he is. He lives on his own. So it's like, he can do whatever he wants.
Kind of.
So, well, the other two kids are coming up, so that the dad's got to stay there, but fuck, man.
Just to me, I don't know. Sounds like a nightmare to have your parents that involved in every aspect. Oh,
it'd be awful.
It'd be awful.
Be awful. But, you know.
So, whatever. That's cool. Cool for them.
I mean, even the dad, when he was in high school, was talking this much shit, and he was just like, you know, because they're from L.A.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, man, my kid's going to go to UCLA and he's going to get drafted by the Lakers, and that's what's going to happen.
And that's what's up.
Yeah. And that's exactly what fucking happened.
Well,
so it's crazy. But he is crushed the summer league. The Lakers, who were shitty, are in the summer league finals. They've had this little tournament all summer, and it's mm-hmm. just like, fuck, man. Crazy. It could be if this kid turns out to be a superstar, holy shit. I mean,
well,
what if he ends up getting that $1 billion? I would fucking lose it. Look, and
I hate when people like that. Like, if the dad,
it's not
like,
that far out of the realm. James, no. Look, James Harden got like $250 million for his shoe.
It's not out of the realm.
That was like 3 years ago. So who fucking knows, man? This kid's 19, so he's still got like. Imagine how much money that these motherfuckers are gonna be getting in like 8 years.
Oof.
Jeez.
Well.
Jeez, oh, Petersburg.
Petersburg. I mean, the kids work hard. What can I say? Like I said, whether they want to or not, but they work hard and they're good. So what the fuck? I don't know.
Man.
Does the dad deserve a piece of a billion? Ugh, they seem rich already, don't they?
Yeah, but
they were going through their house and like in LA, and I'm like, you guys have always had money, right? How?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think they're rich. I mean, look, well, now they are. The kid is rich. But
now they are. But like, I think they, whatever. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, strange.
Do I ever know?
It's a strange fucking family.
Super strange. If
yeah.
I don't know.
Then lastly, last night, Jabes, Game of Thrones was on. Shutdown shattered the record and shut down HBO Go.
Cool. What's next?
Yeah.
Cool.
The reason why I'm saying this.
God.
We've gotten a lot of messages saying, oh my gosh, you guys watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch make-em-ups.
I finally told somebody, I was just like, you know what? I'm actually going to talk about this on tonight's show.
Okay, because you had too many questions about it.
Too many questions about Game of Thrones. And I am here to tell you this, because I've had so many questions about this show. I'm going to say it's you. It's you, the one who's doing this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I've tried to watch Game of Thrones.
What am I fucking
numerous times?
The ball dad. What's his name?
You're R. Kelling. What's his name? You're R. Kelling me.
I'm R. Kelling / what's the dad? The ball dad.
LeVar.
So I'm LeVaring you, huh?
Yeah, you're LeVaring me is what you're doing.
Okay.
You're making my decisions for me. You're telling me what I can and cannot do.
Sure.
And I feel scared. I feel afraid at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten through 3 or 4 episodes. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Did you? Good for you. You should watch the fucking rest and see what happens.
Yeah. But the problem is there's so many seasons now.
They're so long.
Oh, God. Watching it without you, like just getting you to shut the fuck up for a little bit so I can watch it and enjoy it is, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Right. It'll be a cold, cold winter before that fucking happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. Listen. Speaking of cold winter.
Yeah.
that's in Game of Thrones, by the way.
I made that joke. Not you.
I know you did. But did you do it on purpose?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So
I'm not a fucking idiot.
So you see.
Contrary to popular belief. Now listen.
You see the hype online,
right? You can watch Game of Thrones. Nobody's fucking stopping you, dude. If you want to sit there and get all up in the dragons and the make-em-ups and go deep into that world, in that cold, cold world with the swords and the fur, go ahead. I don't care.
Okay.
I'll watch my shows. We'll you know, have our own lives.
Right. Because that's what it is.
We'll have our own lives. Because if you're a Game of Thrones person and I'm not, I mean, talk about a house divided.
Right.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look.
You have to watch Game of Thrones together. I don't think you would meet one couple that one of them is deep into Game of Thrones.
Well, if you refuse to watch it with me, because by the
I
way,
do.
For the listeners, like on the Hollywood tip, the last fucking episode is supposed to be 90 plus minutes. So they're shooting this motherfucker like a movie.
That's cool.
So they're really going hard for it. But last night,
good for them.
10.1 million viewers on HBO, which is just shattering the record for them. And pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. This show's rise. Ed Sheeran was supposedly in last night's show.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he didn't sway you to watch it.
What? Not a Sheeran fan?
You're a big Sheeran fan.
I am definitely not a Sheeran fan.
Huge Sheeran fan.
Sheeran fan? Sheeran fan.
Yeah.
What would be like a good... what are they called? Like his group, you know, like the little monsters
Shebos?
Or the Shebos?
I don't know.
I'll think about it, get back to you.
Yeah, please do.
I will do.
Please do.
Count on it.
When we watched that story on him, though, I kind of hated him less. Look, you ever hate somebody from afar where you're like, man, I don't even know anything about this motherfucker.
Hate the idea of what you think they are.
Yes. Ed Sheeran, for me, was one of those guys where I was just like, dude, I fucking hate this guy. And then I had zero reason to hate this guy.
Maybe that's me with Game of Thrones, but go ahead.
We saw him on an interview with Megyn Kelly, and... After that, I was like, oh, man, I felt like such a terrible person, like an asshole. Like, I just hated, like, one of the nicest people on the planet.
And not so
like,
nice. Not so much nice.
Hardworking and driven.
Totally. And just, like, transparent, you know, humble, like, but just cool dude.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But such a, just a weird guy. I don't know.
Yeah, so I Shebo.
A Shibo's?
Yeah.
Am I a Shibo? No, I'm not. But I like him as a person. I think he's cool.
Yeah, he was. He gave a good interview.
I'm not in love with the shape of you.
Yeah. Is that his?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, damn. You like him, huh?
No, I hate that song. I hate that song so
Never
much.
By you.
I will give him the other one, though. I'm on my way.
Oh, God.
Driving down fucking
damn tree roads.
Yeah. I'm getting a boof.
I'm getting a boof as we speak.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Boof.
Boof.
Yeah. After seeing this interview, I was like, man, I fucking hated him for no reason. I felt like a shit bag. Because I like the drive, and I like the drive of people. Like when he said he wanted to be bigger than Adele. Numbers wise, you know, sell more shit. And I was like,
I like
oh,
that
fuck.
Shit. I like that
gimp,
shit.
Little gimpy ass fucking looking Ed Sheeran is kind of a boss. That's I like anybody gangster. With a drive or mm-hmm. yeah to do shit. And
but also really self aware. He was just like, yes. Listen, you don't, you know, I'm not the most talented, I'm not the best looking, I'm not the like, I just keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of like survivor's complex or whatever, but still, I think that's part of it.
What is survivor's complex?
It's sort of like survivor's complex or it's sort of like when someone has made it in a certain field or whatever. Like, let's say Michael Phelps is like, just takes hard work. You just got to keep at it, you know, like follow your dreams. It's like, well, I think there's a little bit more involved, like your wingspan and your, do you know what I mean? Like there's other.
You got to be born with some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warrior. I forget what it's called, but basically the idea that the people from the top of the hill say, just all you got to do is, and it's like without acknowledging that there are other factors.
Right.
That make you great. And it's not just like little Joe Schmo from anywhere can work super hard and get to, you know.
Right,
if
right,
you
right.
Don't give up. It's like sometimes yeah. You do need to give up.
Because his was Taylor Swift. He was buddies with Taylor Swift, and he ended up appearing on her album as a guest appearance on Red.
Right. So what should be said is like, I worked really hard, and then I was in the right place,
right,
at the right time. Which if I wasn't, I would not be here right now. Like that kind of thing that gets over, kind of overlooked in those, like. Speeches, situations, whatever, right. When they're just like, you know.
God, I really hate The Shape of You. I really hate that song.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that to me.
No. That would be awful.
Hate The Shape of You.
God, I just hate the shape of you. I did not know that was his song. Man, I hate that song. The other one's Castle on the Hill, and that's a pretty fucking.
You like that song?
Yeah, it's a decent.
I get
caught up in it.
Yeah, you know?
It's like a. It reminds me of like a high school prom song where you hear it and you're like, oh man. Yeah. I wonder if I'm gonna be looking back wherever I move to, however great my life is gonna be, and then I'm on my way.
Is that wait?
Because he's looking back at his life and you're, sure. You know, he's just like, man.
Sure, like all the things that he used to do with his buddies.
Yep. And he's going back to see them and one's already divorced and mm-hmm. fucking, you know, one's strung out on drugs, like that type of shit. Like, but these people raise me. That's,
right.
Yeah, reminds me of like a wistful, you know, prom song where you're like, yeah, man, my life's going to be fucking tits and pajamas. But that's that.
What's
yeah.
That Green Day song.
Oh boy.
The Green Day prom song. What is it? Hope you have the time of your life.
Yeah.
A lot of singing on this show, by the way. Lots of singing.
I think they played that at my prom. I think
I'm
they played
sure.
that Green Day song at my prom.
I'm sure. I feel like we sang it like chorus style at a graduation.
Oh God.
I want to say junior high, like young.
Yeah, yeah.
Elementary school or something.
K garden, you know? K garden.
K through 12. Yeah.
K garden, we were busting that out. Mm-hmm. Really, really living that out.
I hope you have the time of your life.
Your loof.
Your loof. The time of your loaf.
Your loaf. this is the point in the show, James, when we get to the revolutionary fig o' the day. This one is George R.R. Martin. You know who that is?
No.
George Raymond Richard Martin. Born September 20th, 1948. He's often referred to as G.R.R.M. He is an American novelist and short story writer, best known for his international best-selling series of epic fantasy novels, A Song of Ice and Fire, which was later adapted into the critically acclaimed HBO series Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
That you don't let me watch.
You can do whatever you want. God. This isn't R. Kelly's. This isn't Rausch's house.
I want to fuck a dragon.
This isn't Rausch's house.
I want to fuck a dragon. I want to get a booth and I want to fuck a dragon.
Do whatever you want. Nobody fucking stops you from doing anything. And everyone at home knows that's true.
Oh, come on now.
Do you think anyone at home thinks that I stop you from doing anything?
I think a lot of people at home are questioning right now whether you're running a cult and I'm your sole person in it, and you control everything that
if
I do.
If you think that I'm capable of it, you guys, thank you.
It is your dream to be a cult leader, isn't
it? Oh, my God. If I had that constitution, I mean, if I was that kind of person, I would absolutely do it. I'd get drunk on it. Oh, I would. I would
You don't think you can fucking do it?
No, I am so not that person, unfortunately. And I think that's maybe why I'm so fascinated by it.
So you couldn't just say, stop fucking eating, Rhonda. No. Stop fucking eating.
No.
I'm going to whip you and you get in your fucking cage, Rhonda.
No.
You couldn't say that to a stranger named Rhonda.
Unfortunately. Why God, not? I wish. I wish I could. I just can't.
It's just not in your makeup, huh?
I can't, and I think I've just like gone so in depth in them that like I see everything that's happening with it, all of the different aspects, why people do it, why people get into them, I don't know. But again,
I
would definitely be the leader before I would join.
So you'd be a leader before a follower, is what you're saying?
Yes, but I still couldn't do that.
Because I remember you screaming at me one night saying, just put down the fucking remote. We are not watching Game of Thrones. We are Game of Thrones.
All right,
we are not watching that.
I don't know what you're trying to get to, but forget it.
I'm saying you do have cult, like, cult leader, like,
come
qualities.
And do a well check on Ross, everyone. Let's get a well check.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
How do you know all this?
What?
I mean, honestly, and you won't interview OJ, but you know
what's crazy
about
is someone
murderers and
someone at home could call the police and ask to do a well check on our house right now.
Yeah, let's
and the
not
police
do that.
Would have to come over here.
Let's not do
and
that.
Check on us.
I don't want to fucking do that. Don't do that.
But they don't know where we live, bro.
No, they don't know. No one knows where we live. Still, I don't even want that out in the ether of like, hey.
People know that. Everyone knows that. If you're worried about someone, everyone knows that. If you're worried about someone, you haven't heard from them in a while, like an older elderly person. If you call the police,
not elderly.
I'm not talking about for us anymore. And again, no one knows where we live. So just stop it. I'm just telling everyone else. It's a thing that you should know that if you call the police and ask to do a well check on a certain address, they literally have to go there and check and make sure that they talk to them and let you know that they're okay.
They're okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, look.
I don't want that out there. What do you think?
I don't want that. I don't want a well check.
Everyone, more people know about the well check than you think.
I'm fine with the Stockholm syndrome that I have that I keep coming back to you every single day.
Oh my God.
So I don't need a well
really
check.
Rude.
I've learned to accept my Stockholm syndrome, and
we have dueling Stockholm syndromes, like with each other. Anyway.
That should be the name of the show, Dueling Stockholm Syndrome. Or it's just two people just keep coming back to each
other. Yeah, yeah. Because they're yeah. Oh, God. In love with your captor.
Yeah.
Each person.
That's super fucked up.
This has gotten real weird.
This is super, super fucked up.
Anyways, do a wellness check on people if you're worried about them, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And, moral of the story.
And to George R.R. Martin, God, I heard you've written
Is it Rausch?
George Rausch Martin. I heard you've written one hell of a book. Man, I wish
you'll
I could,
never know.
I wish I could you'll be a part of it. Oh, you're fucking sick, dude. You were fucking sick in the head. For Jesse Wiseman, aka the Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone. You're still laughing over there.
Good night.
You're still laughing over there.